You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY this morning. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. You're looking to get vaccinated for COVID-19. You've done your research on vaccine safety. You've identified which phase and priority group you're in, and you've signed up on your county, state, pharmacy, or hospital list. What happens between the time you register to get the vaccine and the time you get vaccinated? Hannah Chin of WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk discusses this with WHYY's Shai Ben-Yaakov.
Hey, Hannah. So our first question is from a listener who is 88 years old.
I live in Montgomery County. I am desperately trying to get the COVID vaccine. I am on many lists, but have not received an appointment.
We've gotten a number of questions like this from people who say they signed up with their city, their county, their state website, other private lists, but they haven't been contacted yet to get a shot. So what do we know about what's going on here?
Well, even if you're eligible to receive a vaccine and you sign up, an appointment might not be immediately available to you. And that's because although the priority groups, and thus the number of people eligible to get the shot, have expanded really rapidly, the amount of vaccine doses being delivered hasn't ramped up accordingly. This guy says he's from Montgomery County, and officials there have said that folks should expect a wait of 6 weeks or longer. Or in Delaware County, providers are starting to book well into the spring.
We now have basically 40% of all Delaware County residents fall into phase 1A.
That's Delaware County Council member Kevin Madden. He says there are just too many people in that initial phase to vaccinate them all at once.
We just don't have the supply in order to really meet all of these people who rightfully say, you know, I'm in the high priority point.
In other words, you shouldn't expect to get the vaccine immediately after you sign up, because expressing interest is not the same thing as registering for an appointment.
Okay, well, here's another question we got sort of along similar lines. A listener wants to know why people who signed up the same day as she did are getting appointments before her. So do you know how people get prioritized when they sign up? Is it just sort of first come, first serve?
It depends on where you are. In Delaware, which has a statewide system for registration, people get prioritized based on risk factors. So if your grandma's 82 and has COPD, she might get an appointment a few days after signing up. But my grandma, who's 65 and doesn't have any critical medical conditions, might have to wait a little longer. And Philadelphia's system is similar.
You know, the most important thing to put out there is that this is definitely not first come, first serve.
That's Jim Garrow. He's the spokesperson for the Philadelphia Health Department.
We ask a lot of questions on that philadelphia.gov/vaccine interest form so we can prioritize within those groups. And the reason we have to do that is we just don't have enough vaccine for everybody, even those within phase 1B and even those who are prioritized at the very tippy top of it.
And then in other places like Montgomery County and Pennsylvania, there it really is first come, first served. They're only vaccinating people in phase 1A, but the existing appointments are given out in order of registration, not by risk factors. In New Jersey, I think it's similar. The language that they use on their website tells residents to, quote unquote, reserve your spot. So again, still using that tiered system, but implying that having an earlier sign up will put you further forward in the line.
Okay, so this one reader wrote in and says she lives in Philadelphia. Can she only get the vaccine in Philadelphia County, or can she get it anywhere in Pennsylvania?
Since most places don't require proof of residency, we're hearing some stories of people who cross state or county borders in order to get that shot. When I asked local officials whether they discourage this kind of behavior, I was actually surprised by their answer.
No, people can do that.
They said it's fine if people go elsewhere to be vaccinated.
There's no restrictions that we have on where you need to be vaccinated.
Here's Philly Health Commissioner Tom Farley.
You know, here in Philadelphia, we've vaccinated many more people who live in the suburbs than the suburbs have vaccinated people who are Philadelphia residents.
And the other officials we talked to in Montgomery and Delaware counties said they don't discourage cross-county vaccination either, or even ask for proof of residency before they give you that shot.
So it's okay if I just go get the vaccine somewhere else?
Well, the thing is that people traveling across state borders to get the vaccine, or really doing anything else that allows them to essentially jump the line, does have an effect on the equitable distribution of the vaccine. Basically, we know there's a limit to the amount of vaccine doses currently available, and that means not everyone can get the shot. And that also continues to put people with less mobility, less time, and less information at a big disadvantage.
Okay. Anything else, Hannah?
I think that's all for today. But if listeners need more information, if they're trying to determine which vaccine group they fall into, or looking for sign-up links for their county, etc., they can visit whyy.org/vaccine.
Okay. Thanks so much, Hannah.
No problem. Thank you.
WHYY reporters Alan Yu, Kenny Cooper, Maria Pulcinella, and Zoe Reed contributed to this story. It's 6:50. This is WHYY. It's Morning Edition.